Watch 30 days earlier.
Uncensored on WOW Presents Plus. Also, we're in the 11th hour mustache watch. The Night's Watch. Do you know
Girl,
what I'm talking about?
I looked over to the left and I thought you were Tom Selleck, bitch. I thought you were Tom Selleck, honey. PB was like this. Postcards, lighters, cocaine. It was like they would act no like they're selling like Cabana hats, chewing gum. It was so crazy. They would get close to you and say something else. If you look mildly gay, they're like, "Do you need help with directions?"
Poppers.
Yeah.
Ecstasy. When I went to Vegas, they were doing this thing where they flick a card and they try to give it to you, and it's for like live hot nude girls. And I was like,
and I'm just like, what am I supposed to do? Go do their hair and makeup?
I have to tell you, I know we're talking about the winter.
Girl, I'm fine to put that topic off as long as possible because cold air is something I don't want to talk about in this room. It's triggering, bitch. You're going to bring me in here to talk about cold air? What are you going to do? Bring a in here and not let me her too? What are we talking about? Tell me more about cold air. It's a little chilly in here. It looks like somebody's smuggling raisins. Trixie Mattel.
And I'm in the winter of my life, Katya.
And welcome to, or welcome to, the show where we talk about whatever we want.
Because it's our show.
And not yours.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Ooh.
Except I'm covered in sweat.
Okay. End pose. No one was hurt.
Hey, Trixie, watch out for that tree.
Oh my God, no!
Winter's coming, bitch. You bitch.
Yes. I'll say this. We've lived in Los Angeles each now, what, seven, eight years,
something like that. I can't believe the time flies.
I told all my friends in Wisconsin, I love everyone. If you all ever wanted me to move back, you should have never let me find out about California winter.
Sweetie.
Darling.
Honey.
Baby.
Tootsie.
Girl. We're not doing snow anymore. I'm sorry.
No, we're not doing Zambonis. We're not doing snow plows.
Shoveling? No.
We're not doing any of that girl.
You know, I feel fortunate because I grew up in Wisconsin, which I don't know if I've ever mentioned that. I feel like when I talk about being from Wisconsin, I'm Lady Gaga talking about being Italian. I am. In college, this was like 2007, I lived in the dorms, and I remember the white girls in their black North Face, black leggings.
Uggs.
What was that? Yeah. How did the North Face Ugg get a chokehold on like teenage college girls? That was horrible.
Are leggings still, I don't mean to
leggings
be indelicate, I'm truly inquisitive. I can see your whole fucking I received a gynecological education.
Girl.
By gazing at you, like you bet.
I'm opening up a cadaver.
I'm doing an autopsy. Right now.
I can build you a topographical map of your.
Your are so crisp and clearly like visible to me. I'm wondering about that.
And then the guy version of that is.
What is the guy version of
big
that?
Big puffy jacket.
There's no.
Gym shorts.
Okay.
Long gym shorts to the knee.
But I'm talking about, what is the guy version of. Oh, it's the gray sweatpants thing. Let me tell you about that. Let's take it back to Boston in the summertime. Let me paint you a picture real quick. Mass Ave. Me and a big Panamanian drag queen named Misery are walking down the street. And we see from across the way a guy in thin, gray sweatpants with a cannon of a swinging like a grandfather clock side to side, and we literally go ooga like in the cartoon.
You assaulted him.
It was shocking. I couldn't believe that man had the most giant. It was like a cartoon. Mm-hmm. But what would you like?
What cartoons do you watch where everyone has huge flopping? So what happened?
Well, nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. We just spread them.
That's my favorite kind of story. When absolutely nothing
But what did
occurs.
You expect? Like what? Because I
thought you were going to be like, so
So
my friend and I need to share. And we just wanted to, like, you know, let you know that, like, even though we're on the street and we're in the casino, like, I'll it. If you want that.
I think all of that was, like, implied.
Oh.
But we were so un-
Oh, you guys went, boo, boo, boo.
We saw it retract in real time.
It became a girl, his ran.
It was so huge. It was crazy. It was like a
yeah.
In real life.
But sex didn't happen, so it wasn't like a what this is a story of is cowardice. This is a story of missed opportunity. The Katya I know. I've seen you take men
yeah.
by the back of the neck like kittens
yeah.
and swallow them whole. But that guy gets a free pass? I don't know if you guys know this, but when I'm not at this job, I live my life as a man. Might be hard to imagine because I look so.
It's not hard, it's really just.
Frail. Yeah. When I remove this clip. No. I will say there's a gray sweatpants, there's an effect to it. I have a pair of gray sweatpants. Like, when I put those pants on, I think we all know what's happening. You know what I mean? Like, I put that on, do some push ups. Yeah. David comes home and I'm like, oh,
you're.
Wow. And then I turn around and there's down my legs. Wet. And that's how he knows.
It's time to change the litter box.
It's time to change the litter box, baby. It's just my moon pie, bitch.
I'm gonna throw up.
I'm so wet, baby.
In a world full of straight people, aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
Most babies are conceived in the holiday season. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. January, December, November, that's baby time. That's why there's so many summer babies.
Okay. Well, what does it mean if you're born in May? Because that's a lot of
different. It means you're a.
Yes.
If you're born in May, you are a.
Yes.
You have a raggedy hip.
Now it's time to answer some questions that you tweeted using the hashtag WowHelpMe.
How do I stop from being a stone-cold bitch? I don't think my friends like me that much anymore, but I don't care.
Okay. See, now that's a question.
I love this. Nobody likes me, but I don't give a what do I do?
Yeah, nobody likes me because I'm a bitch, but I don't care. This doesn't it's seem like a
chicken,
problem.
It's a chicken or an egg scenario. It's like...
Do my friends not like me because I'm a bitch? Or am I a bitch because my friends don't like me? I think half the battle in life is knowing how you're perceived, right? And using people's names, being nice, asking, hello, how are you? My name is. You know, I'm not saying fake it, but like people notice when you say hi to them. They notice when you ask how they're doing. Yeah. Also, the way you wear your hair and makeup matters. It does. But I mean, like, you know, if you
presentation.
Are, yes.
Presentation.
Like, if you have a bunch of tattoos, you were all black, I bet you know how the world perceives you. So if you are sweet, you probably know to, like, work against that a little bit.
Right.
Or if you're like me and you look really fun, you know to not overpromise anything. Because just because I look fun
what
and
is looking
nice.
Fun? Does not mean that you're anything of the sort.
Yeah. Don't forget, bitch. I'm here for a dollar.
Yeah.
You know?
That part...
I also think drag queens being in a great mood is weird. It's Uncanny Valley, it's Stepford Wives. Girl, what is that? I'm so happy you're all at brunch today. No, you're not. None of us are happy. The people at brunch aren't happy. The girl whose birthday it is isn't happy. Like, nobody's happy at a drag brunch. You think the cooks are happy flipping eggs for some... Like, no one's happy. But I do think knowing how you're perceived, like it seems like she knows that she can be a bitch.
Yes.
That's a great first step.
Yeah. Knowledge is power.
And then you can either continue to be a bitch or
you can change.
Or change. You know, sometimes I'll like, I know that I'm with my hair back like this, I know that I'm kind of severe.
Yeah.
So then I'll like.
See, look at that. The script just flipped 180 degrees.
Hi.
Hello. Versus, is that Pamela Anderson? Oh, it's Terry Gar.
Right. Yeah. Well, good luck, but it seems like you don't care.
Yeah, so kudos to you.
It seems like you don't care. friends like you. Yeah. She said, they also don't like me, but I don't care.
I love that energy.
This is the best question we've ever received.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. If you have a question, tweet it at World of Wonder using the hashtag WowHelpMe, and please make it that good.
Love it. Have you ever pissed in the snow?
I can't write my, I know that when my mom, she was a nurse's assistant, and you know, she took care of a lot of older people,
yeah.
And she would ask the old men about their pee stream and how she would measure their health. She would say, can you write your name in the snow? Like, is it a strong enough stream that you could write your name in the snow? Because if it's not, that's maybe not good. That's a health tip. What do you think about peeing in the shower?
Do it all the
time. It's fine? Okay.
Oh my God, it's so funny you asked that. Because just the other day, I had two men in my shower and we were all peeing each other.
Was one of them you?
Three of us. Including me.
2%.
Not, well, yeah, during, like, thing. It was a thing.
You had a mm-hmm. Did they know each other?
None of us knew each other. It was crazy. But I wasn't crazy, but let me tell you something.
You brought these people to your house?
Yeah. And they're
Have
totally
you ever seen
fine.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? People in all black break into the home and terrorize.
Mama, I got a can of dog food that I could huck at someone's face so fiercely.
Can I tell you something? Having trade at your home as a celebrity, was the luxury of being a renter.
What do you think is gonna happen?
Well, they're gonna tell someone where you live and then come over and steal your VCR, bitch.
Oh, God.
Tired of taking care of you.
I feel like it's not gonna happen, though. I really do. I mean, if it does, I've had a good run.
But these people are f***ing you. They're desperate. They're capable of anything. You know what I mean? They're eating your ass, and you think they're not desperate? Girl, down there gnawing on cork? Honey.
Sludge guzzling cork.
Honey, you don't think they're gonna claw their way up from hell? Girl.
I was gonna say, these were like, not the type of people you'd think would f*** me, in a good way.
I have no further comment, Your Honor.
Wait, can I say something close?
Would you stop if I said no? What does it matter at this point? You want to wait this long to ask me if you can say something? Yeah, okay, go ahead. Please tell us, girl. We all want to know, girl. We all would love to know more about your life and its story, girl.